Thank you both so much for joining today. I wanted to start by asking, what got you interested in the history of partition of India? And Wesha, you go first.
Technically, I wasn't initially interested in partition history precisely because my family has experienced partition firsthand. Both my set of grandparents came over to India from what was, well, East Pakistan at that time in 1947, and my grandfather saw horrific violence. In fact, his mother was killed during the riots of 1947. And the constant recounting of that violence that got me completely disinterested in the first place. But then I met other friends in school, you know, when I was giving my class 11th and 12th, which is similar to A-level exams here, that I started interacting with friends who had different versions of the events. And I went back and I questioned my grandfather that, you know, you were saying this, but I heard about this. And then a complete rubbishing of the other side of the story. And I noticed a very selective amnesia about events that did not fall in line or in place with your own version of events. And that was what got me really interested in, you know, wanting to explore more that, okay, what if there is another side of the story? What if I've been knowing the story or understanding the story completely wrong? And it took me a long time to come to terms with a lot of contradictions. And I always grew up with this victim mentality that was there, that was very palpable in my family, that, you know, we have been victims of partition and so on and so forth. And then I had a complete unlearning about what victimhood means, as in who's victim, who is a victim. And that was what eventually led me to start writing my master's thesis on partition, and from there on MPhil and then PhD. And now I teach partition.
That's fascinating. I love that it was both a personal story and a confrontation with multiple perspectives that sparked your interest.